Like to call to order the regularly scheduled Madison Plains Board of Education meeting. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Anikas?
Here.
Ms. Reinshel?
Here.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Here.
Mr. Yensel?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please rise for the pledge of allegiance. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So now we'll go to Section B, Public Communication, the first session. Has anyone signed up?
No, I haven't seen anybody sign up.
So now we'll move to Section C, Student Recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am pleased to honor tonight one of our students who has recently graduated. I would like to welcome Miss Amy Burchett. Amy is here. Amy is the 2023 Grand Showman of Showmen at the Madison County Fair, which is an amazing accomplishment. This was her third year, if I understand it correctly, third year showing cattle. And this was her second year qualifying for the Grand Showman of Showmen competition. She has been in 4-H since the age of 9. And the Showman of Showmen competition, if I understand it correctly, the showmen from the 9 different species, the individual champion from each of those groups, compete then at the end. And they determine who will be the Showman of Showmen. And this year it was apparently a 4.5-hour competition, which is amazing in and of itself. But Madison Plains is very proud of the fact that we can claim that we have the 2023 Grand Showman of Showmen, Ms. Amy Burchett. So Amy, congratulations, well done. One more in a very long list of accolades and accomplishments for Amy as she wraps up her high school career. I guess this maybe isn't part of the high school career, but it's kind of close. Hasn't started college yet, so we'll count it. But Amy is off to Baldwin Wallace. She is going to study, at least last I talked to her, was going to study English education, study to be an English teacher. Got to give some props there. That's a good one. And that's what I did. So not at Baldwin Wallace, but still. And so, Amy, we just want to, again, say congratulations. Amy, you may remember, too, was one of our Rotary Students of the Month this year. And just has built an incredible career. And just really an amazing set of accomplishments. So well done. Congratulations. I know you leave tomorrow, so all the best to you. But thank you for taking the time to be here. But well done. Thank you for making Madison Plains proud. So
good job, Amy. Good luck in college.
Yeah, congratulations.
Move to Section D, Employee Recognition.
And Mr. President, for Employee Recognition this evening, I simply would like to give a shout out to our custodial staff and our maintenance staff. They have done an awful lot of very hard work over the course of the summer to prepare the schools for our students to re-enter on Thursday. And so I just want to give a shout out to them. As I said, they've worked very hard and to make the schools look as good as they do. So I just want to thank them. We're going to get a report here in just a few minutes from Mr. Garrett that will detail some of the things that they have done. But we certainly want to give our custodial and maintenance staff a shout out. So well done, and thank you to those guys.
Thank you. Now move to Section E, Board Work Session. Anyone have anything?
No.
On to Section F, Approval of Board Minutes.
Mr. President, I make the motion that the minutes of the July 18th, 2023 regular meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinshel?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Now move to Section G, Department Reports.
And Mr. President, I would like to welcome to the podium Mr. Brian Garrett. He is the supervisor for the custodial maintenance facilities and grounds department. And Mr. Garrett is going to provide us with a little bit of an overview of all the work that was done this summer to prepare the buildings to host students and staff.
Good evening, everyone. To kind of reiterate what Mr. Rogers said, I was asked to do an update from all my departments and maintenance, custodial and facility grounds. So I prepared a little slide because pictures are worth a thousand words, and I figured it's a lot easier to look at stuff than me talking about stuff. So, first slide here. The athletic areas have seen probably the most significant improvements this summer. Some of these projects represent our continuing efforts to improve the safety as well as creating a sense of school pride in these areas. We look forward to the positive impacts these improvements will have on the overall student experience this year. So a couple of the things we did you can see here, we did a spirit ribbon. We'll give a little credit to our athletic director. It was his idea. He wanted to do a spirit ribbon around the top of the gym. So you can kind of see the before picture, kind of what it looked like, kind of the after picture. Took a close-up there so you can kind of really see it. That was just one piece of some of the stuff we did in the gym area this year. Some of the other things we did in the gym area was we painted the, we had the I-beams painted to our school collars. We got away from the kind of the off-collar green that was kind of halfway up the beams, and then we had our school collars kind of half on the bottom side. We had the gym walls repainted. Basketball safety strapping and cabling we had replaced and repaired. We typically do that every so many years, and it just worked in well with kind of the area. Typically when we try to renovate an area, we try to kind of do as much stuff as we can in that area so we can kind of make an impactful change as much as we can when we do things. So gym wall pads is something else that we replaced on either side of the walls. I believe those might have been, some of that might have been donated by, I think, one of the booster groups, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not 100% sure on that. But the gym wall pads were put up. Some of the older graphic pads from the past, we're going to kind of reuse them in other areas upstairs. They have a little bit of life left in them, and so we're going to try to use them in some other areas. The high school gym, I guess, continued some of the other things we did. Up on the mezzanine, we sold all of the universal equipment in the left-hand side, if you're staying on the bleacher side. We had all that sold through Gov Deals about a month or so ago. The reason for that was this thought we was going to tear out the wall that divides that old universal room from the wrestling room that we had. And the main reason for that was I thought maybe it would give a larger practice or area for cheer. They've always been displaced even since I was in school. They're trying to find a place to do their practices all over. I think clear back to when I was in school, they did it in the commons. So my goal was to give cheer an area to be able to practice, especially during fall, during football season. If weather's inclement, they can go up there and practice. Also, it gives us permanent storage for cheer mats. That's something else that they found different homes throughout any nook and cranny. Storage is limited here in the district, so it gives it kind of a home for that, so we can keep track of all of them. It'll also provide additional wrestling space during the season. I know when I was a wrestler in school, we was able to do junior high and varsity wrestling practice at the same time, which allowed the little leagues, we didn't have Geisen back then, to practice a little earlier, so that way we don't have younger kids getting out at 9 o'clock at night. So hopefully that'll help with that this upcoming season as far as scheduling mat time for some of these other Geisa events. The other thing I wanted to do was I wanted to bring back, hopefully, the baseball, softball batting cages up on the mezzanine. Another reason for that is obviously we're looking, and you'll see next slide down, we're looking to hopefully have the gym floor refinished, and I'll kind of get into that a little bit earlier. We were planning on doing it this year. Obviously, if we're going to spend the money to have the gym floor resanded and rebranded, during baseball season, baseball is during that first couple weeks when the weather's kind of yucky outside, balls hitting the gym floor tear it up real quick. So we wanted to give a space for baseball for indoor practices and bring back the batting cages and be able to put them back up on the mezzanine. Additionally, we went ahead and had the phys ed and the band clean up their kind of areas, storage areas. So we've had some additional storage space because of, you know, some of the stuff that we've gotten rid of and stuff that we don't need, and been able to create a nice space for more storage for phys ed and band. Show you some pictures here. So these are the before pictures. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the mezzanine area, but this is kind of the before pictures. This is us tearing down the wall here. And the next picture are the pictures of the open space that we have now. I'll lay this. We had the cheer mats put out, so found a new springboard up there for the girls, so they should have plenty of room now for cheer. One of the things that Mr. Eisner talked to the board about is our American Disabilities Act, or RAMP project, or ADA project to the stadium. Our wheelchair accessibility ramp is finished in early summer. The ramp will provide a safe and accessible pathway from handicapped parking down to the stadium and to the public restrooms to the field house. Fencing was fixed, as well as a mechanical gate added for mower access to that side of the field. To go hand in hand with this project, we added a pedestrian walkway from the stadium to the intermediate building, as well as two sets of permanent speed bumps to ensure safety of our students crossing that area throughout the day. So that area obviously gets a lot of traffic, parent pickup line, and especially during football games. So I know a lot of times we'll send the elementary kids out for recess on the track. I noticed it, especially as a parent. We've got a lot of kids crossing that area. So I thought it was important to put in permanent speed bumps there to make them, you know, a little bit higher to where people are going to actually slow down. I know maybe parents might not be happy with it, but I think it's important, you know, especially to give that little pathway between the buildings for kids to cross that aisleway safely. So. That's what we had before, our ramp before, and here's two pictures of what we have right now. Baseball, softball, concession stand trailer. Our old concession building was removed. We're hoping to repair it and repurpose it as a small storage shed for athletics. We purchased the new pool behind trailer, and it'll be outfitted to sell soda, chips, candy, kind of dry, you know, goods, concessions. We had the idea of putting it in a trailer so that way it's portable and pulled down to the soccer field or down to the softball or down to the baseball field, so folks don't have to walk so far, to the concession stand that was there currently. So that's our old concession stand. Picture on the right's me pulling it away. So this is the spot where we're going to put a hookup. Actually, it's already there. We've got an electrical hookup for, you know, we need to make cookers for hot dogs or what have you. That's the trailer that we purchased. So that's coming. I'm hoping to get in there maybe in the next couple weeks and get kind of it set up for what we need for athletics to be able to sell stuff out of it. So. Next project, the Ready Room. These rooms were designed with the initiative aimed at ensuring that every student starts their day with essentials they need to thrive. The first room will provide supplies, items like toothbrushes, toothpaste, shaving cream, shampoo, conditioner, hairbrushes, deodorant, and food items. Working in partnership with Sufficient Grace, along with some of these items, such as the Madison Plains branded clothing, will be purchased in part with funds that have been provided through the American Rescue Plan, totaling around $16,500 is how much the grant was. The second room will provide access to a commercial washer and dryer, and along that area, along with that area, there will be an area to fold laundry as well as a sink to use as needed. So basically we got this grant through the American Rescue Plan for $16,500 and kind of put it to work and try to make really something special for kids. You know, and I'll show you some pictures here. Some of the things that we purchased with the grant: cabinetry, a commercial washer and dryer, we purchased a commercial sink, storage shelves, updated the LED lightings in the room. You can see that was a mop room pretty much, so you can imagine a custodial mop room is probably not the nicest thing, you know, in the world. But we took that, and these are what we have now. So pictures on the left are the one room, and the pictures on the right are the room across the way. So hopefully once school starts and once Sufficient Grace gets in and we partner with them, kids will have somewhere to come and be able to get their stuff they need to get them through the day. So. So sewer treatment plant repairs. We had an underground sewage line we had replaced on the pumping station and the drying beds. We had a submersible pump replaced. We had two aeration motors sent out to be refurbished. We moved old sand and replaced it with new sand in the two filter beds at our sewage treatment plant this year. Other projects we've completed this summer, we had two additional bottle fillers installed in the district. All of our drinking fountains, our newer drinking fountains, have been outfitted with the filtration system. So I hear the gripes about the water, you know, and it's country water. So we do have a filter system in all of our newer drinking fountains throughout the district this year. K6 parking lots were resealed and the parking lot spots were repainted. We've had two areas in the high school back parking lot was milled and repaved with asphalt that was problematic. It was breaking up right around the transportation trailer area. We updated the signage in the front of the 712 building as well as the district office. We had the old remaining playground equipment serviced and painted to match the new playground equipment that we purchased last year through the grant we had received last year. We had additional storage shelves purchased and installed in the high school kitchen. We had the academy decking painted, the elementary doors repainted on the exterior. We had all the district carpets cleaned. The athletic storage areas were cleaned out and organized, as I mentioned earlier. We had numerous lighting upgrades, LED, and we are currently and had made repairs to our HVAC system throughout the district. I want to make a special thanks to these next pictures here. I'd like to send a special thank you to Phil and April Sparks for their donation of the labor and the picking up of the flowers for the flower beds in front of the high school. It makes a great facelift to that area. So I'm sure most of you noticed coming in through the front doors, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks worked last weekend, I believe, to get those squared away for us. So I want to say thank you to them. So what's next? As we celebrate our recent achievements, it's equally important to look ahead in the coming weeks. Our commitment to providing a safe, clean environment for students is unwavering, and we are thrilled to share a glimpse of some of the projects that we have in the works for the weeks to come. Fall 2023, we are looking at the high school freezer replacement. We're currently waiting on a new freezer for our high school. After speaking with the manufacturer, they're saying that it should be ready about mid-September. Money used to purchase these freezers were given to us through a grant total of around $30,000. So we're hoping to have that in mid to late September. High school kitchen air conditioning, that should be in the coming weeks. Actually, we've just ordered it. We will be adding air conditioners to the front serving line of the high school, as well as the kitchen area around the ovens. This will obviously be a much needed welcome addition to everyone working in that environment for the staff in that area. We've never had air conditioning in that area, and you can imagine around the ovens. It's extremely hot, especially this time of year. So, high school auditorium renovation. We're hoping to have this done around Thanksgiving, so late fall, early winter. Plans for this area include new cushion seatings to replace the old existing seating and adding to the overall number of seats, new carpet in the aisleways, overall painting in this area. We're going to update the LED lighting along with upgrades to allow for switches to be included versus the current system, which we use breakers to shut the lights on and off. The seats for these have been purchased already. There's about a 10-week lead time. I think we're probably 2 or 3 weeks in, so we're probably looking around October, I would imagine, to get them in. So about we're hoping around Thanksgiving, barring any issues with the manufacturers. These renovations will continue what we started in early spring last year, with the addition to the stage that we made and the curtains that were purchased through a generous donation. High school gym floor refinishing, I mentioned that earlier. Hopefully we'll have that done in early summer of 2024. Due to unforeseen circumstances on the vendor end, this project was shelved this summer for scheduling reasons. So we have been assured that this project will be completed by next school year. So I know we talked a little bit about that, I think Mr. Isaac did in the last board meeting about two board meetings ago about the gym floor. So we're hoping to have that done late May, early June, first couple weeks of school next year, summer break next year. Bus garage electrical upgrades. We're hoping to have this done by late fall of 2023. Service upgrades to our electrical infrastructure to accommodate the charging needs of our upcoming EV bus project. So right now, I think yesterday we were told that the county had approved the plans, so we're ready to move forward with getting everything installed, and hopefully we'll have the chargers here and start getting them installed sooner than later. So. I guess I want to take this time here to say thank you. I wanted to extend a heartfelt gratitude to my custodial and ground staff, Terry Curry, Jerry Lewis, Kirby Bowser, Pete Sullivan, Parrish Bont, Darian Pollard. This group of men are tasked every summer with disinfecting, cleaning, and waxing around 171,000 square feet of building in preparation for the new school year, along with mowing and maintaining around 55 acres and painting and prepping athletic fields every week. I also want to extend a thank you to my one-man maintenance team, Mason Cook, for his commitment and dedication and hard work to some of these projects that I've listed previously. Finally, I want to thank our summer help, Hunter Coyle, Johnny Kreitz, and Joey Dudgeon, for their contributions to the district. They haven't gone unnoticed, and we deeply appreciate your efforts in helping this summer get everything ready for the start of the school year. With all that said, I would like to thank Josh Zimmerman. Josh left us in early July, and I would like to wish him luck in his future endeavors. And in that same breath, I would like to extend a warm welcome to Russ Regal. Russ will be joining the K-3 custodial staff on second shift. Russ is a graduate of Madison Plains in class of 1987, and we're excited to have him join our team. His skills and positive attitude will be a valuable addition to help ensure a great start to the new year.
Mr. Garrett, I just want to say thank you to you for taking the time to put together this report and for taking the time to be here this evening to present it. Even more than that, I want to thank you for your leadership of the department that you lead. Your team has done an outstanding job, and you lead them, and your work is very, very good, and we certainly appreciate everything you do. We know that you are a Madison Plains graduate and have a strong passion for this school district, and it shows in the way you do your work. So thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, now we'll move to Section H, Superintendent Committee Reports.
And Mr. President, just one quick report out, I guess. We had what I would call a virtual policy committee meeting. It was a meeting kind of via email where a couple of policies were shared. Those are on the agenda for later this evening. There was not a physical meeting, some of those policy committee meetings will be coming up, but there are a couple of policies before us tonight.
All right, so now I'll move to Section I, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. Very simple report for me this month. All I have are my monthly financial statements. We're 1 month into the year, so not really a whole lot to read into it right now. We'll have a new five-year forecast coming out in November that will revise our May forecast that we filed earlier based on actual ending balances. So we'll have that, but the district's in a healthy financial position right now, and our things are trending the way that they think they should be trending as of right now, which is only 1 month worth of data. So other than that, we will have permanent appropriations for you next month. To put on. We're wrapping up our final expenditure reports for the grants, and once we have those, we'll have our new budgets for the grants to put on, so that's when we'll put our permanent appropriations on. But other than that, that's all I have.
Mr. President, I move upon the recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approved financial items I-3.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Ms. Reinsho?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Next, we'll move to Section J, Superintendent's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just would like to share a couple of things via discussion items this evening. The first of which is, as many people are aware, but for this, I think it's worthwhile to note here this evening, the Madison Plains Local School District has decided to put a bond issue on the ballot on Tuesday, November 7th. The purpose of that bond issue is to fund new schools on the campus of the Madison Plains Local School District. The total cost of the project is $68,639,815. The Ohio Facilities Construction Commission, or the OFCC, is going to contribute 9% of the co-funded amount. That works out to $5,592,815. The district has committed to contributing $7,686,225 should the matter pass. As I have said in previous board meetings, just after the May election, and literally I think it might have been a day or two after the election, the United States Department of Agriculture and their Office of Rural Development called us and offered us enhanced financing options from what we could get from the municipal bond market. At that time, they thought it would be 3.75, but as we got closer to the end of the fiscal year, they started to let us know that they thought there was a chance it would be able to go to 3.625, and that is, in fact, where we are at. So we have tentatively have those funds earmarked. And our original millage when we had this issue on the ballot in May was 9.9 mils. Through the USDA financing that we were able to get that was offered after the May election, that brought the millage request down to 8.6, and then through the funds that the district has contributed to the project, that takes our millage down to 7.5 mils. So that is the matter that is before the community here this fall, and will be decided on November 7th. The next item I just wanted to mention about the auditorium seating. Mr. Garrett covered that in his report, but we are hoping to have new seats in here, hopefully by the end of the Thanksgiving recess. So we will see. If not, then we certainly anticipate by the end of Christmas break. And then finally, twice every year I am required to report out to the board a semi-annual bullying report, and I would like to do that here this evening for the second semester. And for the second semester of last school year, the K-6 building had 10 alleged bullying incidents. One was verified, 9 of the incidents were unverified. And then at the 712 building, we had 10 incidents that were alleged. 6 of them were verified, 4 of them were not. And so I wanted to present that information to the board. And Mr. President, that is all I have this evening for discussion items.
Thank you. Now move to Section K, Policy and Government.
And Mr. President, a couple of policies before the board this evening, and one other item here. There is the approval of the bus stops for the and times for the academic year 2023-2024. And then there are a couple of policies before the board this evening for a first reading. One is policy EBC, Emergency Management and Safety Plans. And then the Madison Plains Drug Testing Policy is before the board as well tonight for a first reading. Since I shared that with the board, I have gotten some commentary from some colleagues about that. So there might be some further discussion over the course of the next month. So the second reading may not be quite the same as the first, but I wanted to bring this before the board this evening for a first reading.
Yeah, I just want to take a second and comment on that. I think maybe if we could have another policy committee meeting, because there are fairly significant changes to the current drug testing policy. I think it's a good point for us to reflect and make sure it's the right policy and make some changes, but we could have an in-person policy committee meeting, I think that'd be helpful.
Sure. And I do want to say that this policy was has been reviewed, and I guess I'll say maybe to some degree written through conversation with our coaches and our I think it's fair to say our high school administrative staff and our athletic director. So it has been reviewed by that group. But yes, I would be pleased to call together an in-person policy committee meeting to discuss it. Yep.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve policy and governance items K2 through K3.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonegrock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to Section L, Business.
And Mr. President, a number of, or a few different business items here before the board tonight. In years past, I have requested of the board that we approve temporary minimum qualifications for substitute teachers who do not have a bachelor's degree. This is a flexibility that has been afforded to us the last couple of years through the actions from the General Assembly in Columbus. I am told that this is something through the biennium budget bill that was passed here over the course of the summer, that this is a flexibility that will be afforded to us permanently. But for the 2023-2024 school year, I'm going to ask that the board approve these temporary minimum qualifications for these substitute teachers that we have who do not have a bachelor's degree. The other item in policy this evening is a request to change our milk price from 50 cents to 55 cents per carton.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items L2 through L3.
Second.
Discussion? I think you've maybe mentioned it before, but I think we've had a lot of success with the individuals that fall under the minimum qualifications and
yes.
helped out a lot as substitute yes. teachers here.
They have been a fantastic group of people. They are largely community members. I think they're all community members. Moms, you know, who have who would like to be able to pitch in and help out at the school, and they've done a fantastic job for us. We have relied on them heavily, and they've been wonderful.
We appreciate what they do. All right, so roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Moving to section M, personnel.
Mr. President, it continues to be a busy time for the Madison Plains Local School District with regard to personnel. There are a number of items before the board this evening. Unfortunately, a couple of resignations. There is one retirement. I would just like to congratulate Mrs. Tina Abraham, who has been a math teacher with the district for the last 16 years. Mrs. Abraham has been granted a retirement, and so we're very happy for her. I want to thank her for her service. There is a motion to rescind the resignation of a teacher who is going to move into a different role pending the approval of that rescinding of the resignation. And then a number of employments for some for teachers that we have. So those are there. Recommendation to employ the second shift custodian that Mr. Garrett spoke about. I am also pleased to report that we have one van driver and two bus drivers on the agenda this evening for recommendation for approval. The one bus driver is actually ready to go right now, so he will be able to drive if approved. He'll be able to drive on Thursday. The other one is finishing her training. She already has a Class A CDL. To be a bus driver, you have to have a Class B with a passenger and a bus endorsement. So I think it's going to be pretty easy for her to complete that training. But we have those on the agenda this evening. And a couple of other items, some supplemental contracts, and just things that are relatively routine. We have a substitute aid list and a substitute cook list on the agenda. And then finally, the modification of some hours for one of our secretaries who is helping to train somebody else before she rides off into retirement as well.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items M2 through M21.
Second.
Discussion? Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to section N, donations.
Mr. President, there are three donations before the board this evening. Forgive me, let me get to the correct page. We have a donation of $500 from the K-6 Parent Teacher Organization, the PTO, to the General Fund for New Teacher Orientation and Academy Snacks. We have a donation from Ms. Chris Ward and her sister, Lisa Keener. They would like to donate a book to all of the kindergartners at MPES this year. The book is called The Love Light by Stephanie Mund. And I believe both Ms. Ward and Ms. Keener, and I believe Ms. Mund, are all Madison Plains graduates. So a wonderful thing. Ms. Ward and Ms. Keener would like to donate the books in honor of their parents. And that is listed as TBD because we're still kind of finalizing our kindergarten numbers. So once we have that dialed in, we'll know that exact amount. But still would like to be able to accept the donation this evening. And then, as Mr. Garrett spoke about earlier, Mr. Sparks and Mrs. Sparks both donated labor to update the front flower beds at the MP, JH, and Madison Plains Junior High and High School entrance. So I would like to thank all of these donors for their generous donation. We certainly do appreciate it. And that is what is before the board this evening.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation, Superintendent, the board approve the following donations.
Second.
Discussion. I just want to say I appreciate that donation. Bob and Betty Humphrey, great people, and I appreciate that they are doing that in their honor. And that the labor for the flower beds, that looks great out there. I really appreciate them doing that. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mrs. Sinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Next is Section O, New Business.
Mr. President, no new business for this evening.
So there's Section P, the second public communication. I don't believe we have anyone signed up. Right. So now we'll go to Section Q, Executive Session. I move that we enter into executive session at
7:37.
For the purpose of the following items allowed in Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1, to consider the employment and compensation of a public employee.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Sinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0 for an executive session.
Our next meeting will be here in the auditorium, September 19th at 7 p.m. There will not be any action taken after the executive session.